Hello, and welcome to the Healthy, Happy, and Mostly Sane Entrepreneur. I'm your host, stress management consultant and coach, and mostly sane entrepreneur, Ellen Leonard. Each week, I share my obsession with figuring out how to prioritize your own health and sanity while running a business, because I don't think you have to sacrifice your own health and well-being to be successful. So please stay tuned for today's episode full of actionable tools. And don't forget to hit subscribe to be sure you don't miss out on future episodes. Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of the Healthy, Happy, and Mostly Sane Entrepreneur. Today's episode, creating your sustainable health support squad. I'm not the best at naming things, but in this episode, you will learn how to create your very own health support system to make sure that you create sustainable, lasting health. If for nothing else, then as entrepreneurs, as business owners, we will get a lot more done if we are not sick, right? Those hours and days lost to the flu, can we banish them completely? So what you'll learn in this episode is, number one, that I don't think you have to sacrifice your health, your wellness, your sanity, your everything to be successful in whatever it is you are trying to be successful at in your business, in your home life, whatever it is. I don't think those two things are mutually exclusive. I think that you can be healthy, happy, and not losing your mind every single day and still run a successful business. Number two, how to create a team to support this idea that I have, right? What are some things that might go into doing that? So you're creating your very own team or squad, because I was trained to be hip, but I am not. You will find that out very quickly. But what would it be like to create sustainable health, and what goes into that? And by sustainable, lasting health, I mean this opportunity to get to show up as your best self in your business and your home life every single day, or, you know, as much as possible. And number three, you will get small, achievable action steps you can take to improve your health starting right now. Why waste time? Let's get into it. So I created this podcast because I am tired of entrepreneurs and business owners believing that they have to sacrifice literally everything. Sleep, food, getting to the gym, seeing their kids to be successful, because I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. And I've owned a business-to-business stress management and consulting firm called the Stress Less Method since 2013. Basically, I'm lucky enough to go into businesses and help employees learn how to manage their stress with fast, easy, immediately actionable evidence-based tools and techniques. So I'm very popular when I walk in the door. But I sometimes go to networking events to promote this business, and I was so shocked by what I was hearing again and again from people who I thought really had it together. And that's not a judgment, but again and again, I hear people saying how they're struggling, how they're not sleeping, they're overwhelmed, they're exhausted, they're stressed. And I have all of these tools, all of this knowledge, just by the default of what I do for a living, that keep me healthy, happy, and kind of sane most of the time. And not everybody has those resources. So I created this podcast just to support that, this idea that you can find health and happiness and sanity all while running your business. How are you supposed to be successful if you're constantly exhausted and overwhelmed and stressed? Why can't you be healthy, happy, and sane all while running a successful business? Well, I'm here to tell you that you can, and not with some gimmicky, like, we're going to get it all done today. Just spoiler alert, that's not where we're headed. How I work is I share with you small actionable tips every single week that you can implement right away to start on this path towards sustainable health and wellness. And I use that word sustainable again, because as an entrepreneur, I'm guessing what you're wanting is something that's fast and easy, that fits into your already busy life. I know you're not just wandering around going, I have so much free time today. I think I will you know, that's not a thing. So sustainable as in it fits into your life in a way that's realistic for you. It works for you. It's constantly there to support you. So every week I'm offering tips just like that and just like what we're going to use today. So today I'm going to share with you actionable tips that you can do all right away to help create your very own health support team or your healthier you support squad, this group of people who will be there to support your health and wellness. Because the healthier you are, the more you're going to get done, right? The more time you're going to be able to spend doing what that is that you love. And you're going to show up as this better version of yourself. Because how do we show up at work when we feel like crap, right? Not so great. I know that when I am not feeling at my best, not only am I not as productive as I normally am, but I also make really bad decisions. And I also don't treat people necessarily as well as I would like to, right? I'm not showing up as my best self in every single instance, which is what I want to be doing. That's where I want to be. That's, you know, the epic goal of being an entrepreneur is showing up as your best shining self every single freaking day in everything that you do. And I think that having your health, and I'm talking physical, mental, and emotional health together, is a huge step towards doing that. So we are going to work through your team, and I have put your support team into 4 categories, each with their own actionable tips for you to do today. Category 1 is your friends and family, right? They're conveniently located already in your life, and they already like and love and support you. These are the people that will always be there for you without question. And I know it can be hard to ask for help, but social support, letting your friends and family take care of you, can be so freaking valuable. So we're going to do a quick exercise just to prove this. So I'd like for you to think of someone you love. And now imagine that they call you and they say that they're struggling with something and they need help. What is your reaction? Of course, it's to help them, right? I know that's what the reaction is. You are saying things to them like, OMG, how can I help? What do you need? Let's talk. How can I help? You know, you are on it. And it feels good to be able to support our loved ones, to be able to be there for them when they need us. So don't deny other people the opportunity to do the same for you. So how do you start to create this supportive team in a more intentional way? Well, I have several examples to share with you. So one of my favorite examples is I have a friend, Marion, and we've been friends for nearly 20 years. And for about half of those, we haven't even lived in the same freaking city. But I know that I can always rely on her. And it works both ways. She can always rely on me. Our friendship is so important that for the past couple of years, we have scheduled a weekly call, an hour that is just for us to maintain our friendship and to support and love one another, just an hour a week. And it's totally doable. We are both busy entrepreneurs and we make room on our schedule every single week unless something really big is going on. I know that she will be there. She knows that I will be there. And we talk about everything. We talk about regular friendship stuff and we talk about business stuff. And she is one of my biggest supporters. And as an entrepreneur who works mostly at my house by myself with my cats, it's so nice to be able to have like another professional to talk to. So maybe you have somebody like that in your life. I also have a friend, Becca. She and I every week for I think 6 years now. It's been a long time. We go for a walk. It's just about an hour. But again, as an entrepreneur who works alone by myself all the time, it's so important for me to leave the house and go and see the outside. Because if left to my own devices, I might just keep on working. But we've maintained our friendship that way too. She's also an entrepreneur, and it's just so valuable to have these people, these women in my life, and I know that they support me just like I support them. So how are you making time for things like this? So no surprise, our very first action step is around this. So I'm going to invite you to reach out to maybe one to three friends or family who you know would love to support you. And ask for the help that you need. Maybe it's as simple as saying, hey, could we have a call once a month? Could we have a call once a week? What would work for you? Could we schedule a girls' night every other week where we just go out and we don't talk about work? Or could we go to a yoga class every single week together? Or maybe it's just asking permission to be able to call somebody when you're super stressed and really need that support. So consider reaching out to your friends, your family, for that extra support that you might need as a busy entrepreneur so that you can prioritize your health and happiness. Because studies show time and time again that the more social support we have and the better social support we have, and that just means family and friends who are there for us, the happier and healthier that we are. And the happier and healthier that we are, the more successful we're going to be in our business. Our next category of support, category two, is going to be medical professionals. Right? Those people who have actual degrees in understanding how to help us be healthier and happier. So let's use them as best that we can. So the first category within that is going to be physical health. Right? Keeping our bodies actually functioning. And I'm smiling because right now at this moment, it's right around the holidays and most of the entrepreneurs I know are freaking sick, right? When we are sick, when we have a cold, when we have the flu, when we're not feeling great, oh my gosh, it literally impacts every single part of our life. So why don't we have a better plan to deal with that? My plan has been in the past literally just hiding under the covers. Spoiler alert, that plan doesn't work. So your physical health, medical professionals that can support that include doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, naturopaths, even Eastern medicine, like traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurveda. So what is your plan if you get sick? Who are you going to rely on? Every single year, I actually put into my calendar an hour of time to make sure I have a plan. So based on whatever updates to my insurance have occurred, I am in their database making sure that I still have my primary care physician that I can go to for my annual checkup. I double check that that walk-in clinic still accepts my insurance so that when I do get sick, I can go to that quickie clinic. I know like CVS and Walgreens each have their own version. I'm sure there's one near you. And there's also stuff available. There's telehealth now. So you can get on a phone and talk to a nurse through a lot of insurance companies. You can also do a doctor online so that he is just seeing you on like a Zoom kind of situation and making it easy and accessible. So what is your plan if you get sick or injured? Okay. And that's your action step for this category. What is your plan? What are you going to do? Maybe part of your action step could be making an appointment for your annual physical. And just imagine what it would be like if you were healthier more often, or if when you do run into trouble, right? Because we are all human, despite what we might try to believe and try to push through, that at some point, something might not go exactly as planned and we might need a little extra support. So maybe creating that appointment now. And is there something bothering you right now? That's action step three for this. What if there's something like, oh, my back's been bothering me and I keep hoping it'll go away. It doesn't go away like it used to in my 20s, but now in my 40s when my back hurts, it totally doesn't go away. So is there something that's bothering you right now that you'd like to get taken care of? So maybe getting that on your to-do list this week. So the second part of this category of using medical professionals to support you is your mental emotional health, because those are just as important as your physical health. And this includes trained professionals like therapists, psychiatrists, any mental health professional. I love working with people who are literally trained, professionally trained, went to school for years and years and years to figure out how my brain and emotions work, because I don't always know how they work. And so I need a little extra support. And I've always thought it's so strange that people think of therapy or seeing a psychiatrist as a weakness or failure, because I see it as totally somebody who's on my team whose only job is to listen to me, right? Like, that's literally their whole job, is just to listen to me. And my whole job in my life as a consultant, as a coach, is to support everybody else, right? And so having therapy is a chance for me just to talk about whatever I want and know that I don't really have to worry about that other person. I'm not there to serve them. They're there to serve me. And so I always think it's so strange that people aren't leveraging this. What would be possible if you understood your thought process and your emotions more effectively? And how could that give you more of an edge in whatever kind of business that you're in, right? As an entrepreneur, if you understand what's going on with you, you can learn how to leverage that. You can learn how to get past the things that are getting in your way. I just think it's such a powerful thing to include in your health and wellness plan to support you. So here are your action steps. Number one, consider, would understanding more about your thoughts and emotions help to up your game as an entrepreneur? And number two, would it be supportive to have someone whose only job is to focus on you, right? And what would that be like as an entrepreneur to have somebody whose only job is to focus on you, not your business, but you as a human, especially if you're in any kind of service industry? So on to category number three. In this category, I kind of put a bunch of different things, but basically it's all those health and wellness services that you might view as an indulgence as opposed to actual healthcare. And I'm going to make an argument that they're actually healthcare and that they could give you an advantage as an entrepreneur in whatever business you're in. Right, so in this list, I would throw in massage therapists and chiropractors. Oh my gosh. We all work so much better when we're not in pain, right? Like, we're going to be such better workers when we feel better. We're going to just show up better in every part of our life. And here again, maybe Eastern medicine pops up. Ayurveda, that traditional Chinese medicine, maybe acupuncture, really anything that makes you feel better. The yoga instructor, the personal trainer, the ones that you just are like, oh my gosh, I have found my person. And I really love what they're offering me and supporting me. And also in this category, I would put health coaches. So health coaches are people there that are trained to help you change your behaviors to be healthier. And a National Board Certified Health and Wellness Coach is specifically trained to help you do that as a member of your team. So they're not there to tell you what to do. They're there to help you figure out what actually works for you and do that. And I love that about health and wellness coaches. And then me, I would be in this category, right? I'm trying to give you a bunch of different ideas, actionable tools to help be healthier, happier, and a little less crazed and overwhelmed in your life as an entrepreneur. But this category is basically anyone who keeps you healthy. So why are we viewing these things as indulgent instead of necessary? The things that might actually give us that edge, that keep us healthy, that keep us going, that help us get through those tougher times when we just need a little extra support. So all these people are on your team. They're on my team. I very much view them as how I keep going, how I am able to show up again and again as this better version of myself, this person who can get a bunch of stuff done, right? Because that's a lot of times what we're talking, but also make great decisions and create valuable content and do hard things, right? As entrepreneurs, we are asked to constantly do hard things. So this is one of the ways that I think that we can do that. So the action step for this one is to consider some of the people that I listed, the health services. And one of them, as I was saying it, you probably were thinking something like, Oh, I've been meaning to go get a massage forever. So those things I listed, a health coach, massage therapist, chiropractor, acupuncturist, yoga instructor, personal trainer, anyone, or maybe somebody I didn't list, but anyone who's trying to keep you healthy. So consider, this is your action step. What would support your health and wellness? Would any of those things really offer you some relief or some support that might help you to be better at your job, to show up in a better way for this thing that you love doing? And the final category in our list of creating the team that can help support your health and wellness, that can help keep you on track as a busy entrepreneur, is you. Yes, I know I'm such a cheese ball, but you are totally on your team too. You might even be the MVP, right? The most valuable player. You are the one that can make all of this happen. You can choose to make sure that your health is a priority for yourself. You can choose things that support your health and wellness instead of subtract from them. And you can continue to show up as the best version of yourself for your clients, for your team, for your family, your friends, and for yourself. So that's the list. And I might have missed some things. And if I did, I would encourage you to add those to your team if I overlooked them. So add those to your squad, your team. But these are things that might seem like common sense. But how many times have you put off going to the doctor because you were busy with a project or canceled something that was a little more indulgent, like a massage or going to yoga class, because you wanted to get just one more thing done? We've all done it. We've all chosen work over prioritizing our health and wellness, but maybe just doing it a little bit less from now on. So a little more prioritizing of our own health and wellness, and a little less gets done, and maybe that's okay. So how can you make sure that you show up as your best self as much as possible, your healthy, happy self as much as possible? And how can you make sure that that happens? So I have summarized all of the potential action items we already went through in the show notes, but I also wanted to make sure that we looked at the bigger picture a little. So here are some steps to create your very own healthier you support squad, your healthy team, the people that can be there to support you. So step one, who is already a member of your team, right? As I was going through this list, you were like, oh, I'm already doing that. That's so awesome. But how can you make sure that you're really using them? And no, I don't mean like using them like taking advantage. I mean like making sure you actually are going to the doctor, or making sure you actually are going to that massage therapist. How can you make sure you're actually using these people who are already members of your team? And then who is missing from your team? So this is action step two. So as I went through that list, I'm guessing there's something that you've been meaning to do or follow up on or add into your life that would support your health and wellness, that would support you being able to show up as your best self so that you can do what you love and not sacrifice your health. And step number three, what are you going to do to make sure you're using your entire team? So maybe it's making sure that these appointments get scheduled, like with your doctor, your therapist, your massage therapist. Maybe it's making sure you've got friends on your schedule. What are you going to do to make sure that you have your team, your squad in place to support you? So I'd love to hear your ideas about how you'll be creating your own winning health and wellness team coming up. So be sure to check out the private Facebook group linked in the show notes. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on our next episode. Thanks for listening today. I hope you have a healthy, happy, and mostly sane week.